This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes.
I accept your invitation to run and serve as Vice President of the United States of America.
Donald Trump picks his second in command.
Mike Pence is a man of honor, character, and honesty.
But the internet goes crazy over the Trump-Pence logo. Was it just for mature audiences?
Yes, the T is pounding the P.
Wow.
We take a look at the list of speakers at the GOP convention, from Florida Governor Rick Scott to Attorney General Pam Bondi, as well as those who are skipping the grand old party. Plus, pretty soon, Florida voters will get a chance to make big changes to the state's constitution. Political scientist Susan McManus is here to explain the Constitutional Revision Commission.
The CRC has the authority to directly put a proposed change to the Constitution of Florida right on the ballot for Florida voters to say yay or nay.
All that and more coming up on episode 68 of The Rotunda.
Multiple officers were transported to local hospitals for treatment. I'll tell you that three officers have died from injuries, two from the Baton Rouge Police Department, and one from the East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office. One East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's deputy is in critical condition.
That's Colonel Mike Edmondson of the Louisiana Police Department detailing how a Missouri man ambushed and killed three law enforcement officers in Baton Rouge on Sunday. This comes at a time when police are already on high alert after five officers were killed in a Dallas ambush a week earlier. President Obama condemned the killings.
The death of these three brave officers underscores the danger that police across the country confront every single day. And we as a nation have to be loud and clear that nothing justifies violence against law enforcement. Attacks on police are an attack on all of us and the rule of law that makes society possible.
The 2016 Republican convention kicks off this week in Cleveland, Ohio. And with all the devastating news around the world, it is at high risk of being overshadowed. Tragic events are happening too rapidly, and for each devastation we face, it seems another swoops in and steals the spotlight. You can bet foreign and domestic terrorism will be discussed a lot, but the big pitch to the American public will be unity. Oh, and make America great again.
Mike Pence is a man of honor, character, and honesty.
This week is all about making Donald Trump the official presidential candidate for the Republican Party, along with his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
I accept your invitation to run and serve as Vice President of the United States of America.
Pence, who initially supported Ted Cruz, now gives Trump high praise.
Donald Trump understands the frustrations and the hopes of the American people like no leader since Ronald Reagan.
But as the pair struggles to show their unity, on record, there are a number of areas where they disagree, and even their lifestyles are opposite. In their first interview together, which was rather uncomfortable to watch, you get the sense that this was the first time they were both hearing each other's thoughts. Leslie Stahl with CBS's 60 Minutes asks Pence what he thinks about Trump's negative campaign. Pence has said he believes in the virtues of civility. He even wrote an article called Confessions of a Negative Campaigner, where he said negative personal attacks have no place in public life and serve to erode public confidence in our basic institutions of government.
This campaign and Donald Trump's candidacy has been about the issues the American people care about. They see America in decline at home and abroad. They see our porous borders and a Congress that's unable to balance its budgets or deal with and end illegal immigration. That they want a leader, they want leadership in Washington, D.C. that will solve problems and strengthen our country.
But what about the negative side? He apologized for being a negative.
We're different people. I understand that. I'll give you an example. Hillary Clinton is a liar. Hillary Clinton, I was just proven last week.
That's
Hillary
negative,
Clinton, you better believe it. Hillary Clinton is a crook.
That's negative.
I call her Crooked Hillary. She's Crooked Hillary. I didn't ask him to do it, but I don't think he should do it because it's different for him.
So the internet goes wild over the Trump-Pence announcement, not because it was a match made in heaven. Sure, Trump did score points with Christian conservatives, But his logo had some clutching their pearls, especially for those minds that strayed into the gutter.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, the T is pounding the P.
Wow.
Okay, logos are always something that you should test with the public first before making it official. That should be some rule. The official logo started with good intentions. We hope. It was supposed to be an American flag, with a blue T passing through the hole of a blue P, flanked by red stripes.
Well, the P is opening up to accept the T from the lower portion.
Special thanks to Fox 5 New York for field testing the Trump Pence logo with random New Yorkers.
That's awful.
Do you see it?
Now I do.
The logo has since been modified. Instead of the American flag design, they dropped it, and now it's just all block letters with Trump on top in blue and Pence below in red, with Make America Great Again in all blue.
What's up, everybody? I just got back from the Philippines, and I wake up this morning to find out that I'm speaking at the Republican National Convention.
So Tim Tebow woke up one morning and didn't even realize he was booked for a high-profile speaking engagement. The New York Times wrote about the possibility. Then the news spread like wildfire, with Gator fans scratching their heads and wondering if this was the start of his political career.
It's amazing how fast rumors fly, and that's exactly what it is, a rumor.
Tebow quickly cleared everything up.
My goal has always been to be able to make a difference in the biggest way possible. And if one day that's a political realm, then that's what I'll do. But right now, I really believe that that's through my foundation and our amazing partners and fighting for kids that can't fight for themselves. But I love our country, and I would do anything for America. And one of the things that I love most is that it's one nation under God. And you know what that means? It means that you matter, that God has a plan for your life, and that every single person is significant. We all matter.
But there are some Floridians in the spotlight. Confirmed speakers include Attorney General Pam Bondi and Governor Rick Scott. Senator Marco Rubio has decided to skip the event, and Republican Party of Florida Chairman Blaise Ingolio, speaking on CNN, says it's for good reason.
Well, Senator Rubio is going to be here in spirit. He's going to appear as a video. But I will tell you that, and I've spoken to the senator quite often over the past couple of weeks, he's working hard. He has a re-election campaign. He decided to re-run for the U.S. Senate because he understands how important it is to keep the U.S. Senate in Republican hands. And so he's boots on the ground. He's working extremely hard. I sort of agree that he needs to be making sure that we're campaigning, keeping the U.S. Senate in Republican hands.
Well, you know, I am sad that I'm not covering this year's convention. I did it in 2012. It was a rush filing stories for Florida and National Public Radio. I remember former Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll was very candid during one of my interviews with her. I asked her about the Republican Party's diversity issues and problems. She had said the party had done enough outreach. I'll just say the governor's office did call me, requesting a copy of my interview. And then there's the infamous Clint Eastwood speech where he was just talking to the chair. And then the Florida delegation's punishment. My convention hotel was like 30 minutes away from the Florida delegation hotel. I burnt a lot of miles. On the Democratic side, in Charlotte, North Carolina, I recall stalking newly minted Democrat, former Governor Charlie Crist, after his convention speech. But overall, it was just it's always a lot of fun to cover the parties, seeing all the faces from Florida and all of these different places. It was a lot of work, but a lot of fun. This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, connecting you with the people and issues shaping Florida politics. Visit rotundapodcast.com to keep up with the latest news and information. Follow us on Twitter at Rotunda Podcast, even on Facebook and Instagram. You name it, we're there. Send us your feedback and tips for upcoming episodes. Who'd you like to hear from? I'm always looking for interesting people to interview. Be part of the program and get interactive at rotundapodcast.com. Now that song from rapper Pitbull is in the news because he just released a brand new video. According to the Associated Press, it's paid for by Florida. Yep, the taxpayers. So I hope I can share the sounds here on this program for news purposes only, right? Little mama wanna burn it up. Little mama wanna live it up. Well, little mama better give it up. All my mama's like, whoa, when they booty's like, bang, bang, bang. I don't bring sand to the beach. I bring the beach to the sand. Bang, I know what they want. Anyway, controversy continues to plague Visit Florida, the state's public-private tourism arm, which gets over $80 million in taxpayer funding. But details of what Pitbull is getting for promoting the state is apparently a trade secret, and the Orlando Sentinel and now the AP are digging to learn more. Meet a sexy stranger in the lobby. Perhaps how the state handles public-private partnership is something you'd like to see changed. Maybe you think Florida's lieutenant governor should have more responsibilities or the job be eliminated. Or perhaps the legislature shouldn't be allowed to divert funding from Florida's clerks of court. What would you like to see changed in Florida's constitution? What would you want to see on the books, or what would you want to have removed from statute? Maybe we have too many laws. Well, next year, a special body will convene, the Constitutional Revision Commission, comprised of 37 members. They will give you, the voters, a chance to revise or do nothing to the Sunshine State's law of the land. I caught up with Susan McManus, a political science professor at the University of South Florida, during a conference in Orlando. McManus is actually in Cleveland this week, keeping track of the GOP convention. But here is our brief chat about the CRC.
So Dr. Susan McManus, we were both presenting here at the Florida Court Clerks, Comptrollers, such a long name.
But they do very important work. And I tell you, when they don't do it, people know about it. But they're very important to our state's governance.
And I think they're having that issue of people not knowing how important they are. And that's coming to head with when they're facing issues with the legislature. From my discussion right now, they're fearful of being cut out from the legislature. What's going on?
Well, I think that's just one of those things that comes along. When you start having money problems, people start looking at things to do in terms of changing priorities. And sometimes people forget that the basics cost money.
What do you make of this process that's coming up, the CRC? 20 years.
There are many, many groups, not just this group, but many groups across the state that are getting ready to educate the public about what the Constitutional Revision Commission is. And it's absolutely critical because we're one of a few states that lets there be a regular process for taking a fresh look at the Constitution and then allowing voters to weigh in on whether they would like to see changes or not. Many don't realize that the recommendations that come out of the Constitutional Revision Commission can be put directly on the ballot for the people of Florida to vote on the issue or not. It does not have to go through the legislature. It does not require the signature of the governor. The CRC has the authority to directly put a proposed change to the Constitution of Florida right on the ballot for Florida voters to say yay or nay.
Do you think Florida voters, we have the people who are trying to engage the public in paying attention to this process, there's a lot of engagement there, but will Florida voters pay attention? Will we see a lot more participation as a result?
I believe we will, because even in the redistricting and fair districts, you saw many, many forums across the state, and people realize the importance of this. So I think you'll have a lot of town hall meetings, a lot of groups that are putting on forums. You'll certainly see universities putting together educational activities for their students to find out about League of Women Voters. So it's going to be really, really important to people, and I think you'll see a lot of engagement.
So what would you like to see the CRC address? I asked Senate President Andy Gardner.
You know, that's a great question because I don't think people are focused on that as much. You know, I tend to believe that government, the Constitution should be more of the framework. So much of what's been happening, even the constitutional amendment on medical marijuana, if that passes, these are not issues that belong in the Constitution. I mean, that's the reason you have a legislative branch. My hope would be the Constitutional Revision Commission really takes a look at how do we get back to where it's a tightened framework. It'll probably never happen, but I think the redistricting, Amendment 5 and 6 are now just part of our lexicon. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But if I were advising, I would say, listen, there is one issue that should be addressed, and that's communities of interest. And it's maybe a little bit off, people aren't even focusing on it. But if you look at the redistricting situation, it has become nothing but a mathematical equation. Mm-hmm. And I get that. You know, you want compact districts. But there comes a point where you can draw something just as compact as I can, and the court has to determine what your intent or my intent was. If there was some flexibility when it came to communities of interest, when you have that jump ball, mm-hmm. I would love for the commission to look at that. But but that will be for somebody else to decide. There's always little tweaks that you can do.
All right.
Here's Susan McManus.
Yeah, looking ahead, the CRC, it's coming up upon us. What issues do you think will make it or be brought up based on your research?
Often it's things related to the voting process. So I expect that maybe the whole issue about whether Florida should have open primaries or not might be a big issue. And always it's tax issues, so we expect maybe proposals related to how governments finance themselves. And transportation issues are another one that can come up. For example, a few years ago, you had the high-speed rail, and then the voters voted it, and then they undid it. So, but transportation is a big issue right now. Environment, so you might have some repeats of proposed amendments about spending for the environment. You just take the big issues and then you look at the Constitution and where it would fit in. And of course there are some who feel that too many amendments is just cluttering up the Constitution and that it's best done by the statute. But others say, well, if we don't get it in the Constitution, it doesn't have nearly the weight and the power that it does if it is there. So you'll have definitely different viewpoints. But it takes a pretty hefty majority of the people who are on the commission to vote to put it on the ballot. So it can't just be a simple majority. It's a higher percentage that's required. When they look at all the proposals, they go all over the state, they end up deciding as a group, which ones should we put before the voters? It requires a hefty, as I said, percentage of those people to say, yeah, let's put it on the ballot.
Yeah. With the appointments that's supposed to be made, what do you expect? It's going to be a Republican majority. The governor, the speaker, Senate president, attorney general, Republican. The only wild card is the Supreme Court.
That's true, but each party has a role. It's not just the governing body. Each party has a certain percentage that they can put on there. So you won't have all Republicans.
That's it for this edition of the Rotunda. Special thanks to Dr. Susan McManus and Senate President Andy Gardner. Remember to visit rotundapodcast.com and join us again next week right here for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.